I'll just ask a few questions more generally about jobbers and jobbing. It was occasionally said that jobbers were a very different type of animal to brokers, different way of thinking, sometimes very different backgrounds. How would you react to that comment?
Well, in the sense that they always felt they were there to be shot at. They would stand there and they would make a price in a stock, and many, many stocks, of course. And there would be times when they felt they were, to what they used to describe, picked up by the brokers, who perhaps knew something that they didn't know. And at the end of the day, the system did work. And it was, when you look back at the old stock market floor and look at the jobbers as opposed to the brokers, if that's the question you're asking, I mean, there really wasn't a great deal of difference between the actual personalities. There was always obvious differences between education and background of the people concerned, but a difference in education didn't matter on the floor of the house. If you were a nice enough guy and had some personality, you got on whether you had no education or went to Eton. Mm. It didn't matter. If you got on with the other guy, it was okay and you dealt accordingly. Mm. And there was this nice atmosphere in there, generally speaking. Mm. And I can't say there was any basic difference between jobbing the jobbers and brokers as people. Mm. Because you had your real comedians, almost, who would keep the house roaring at times when there wasn't too much business, with jokes and so on, and playing the fool in various ways. And you had your more staid, upright people who tended to sometimes look down their nose a bit at the tomfoolery, but at the same time enjoyed it.
What do you think it took to be a successful jobber?
A lot of nerve. Certainly a feel for the business, a feel for the market, not to mention an appreciation of what might happen in overseas markets. You always had to try and be ahead of the game. That said, it was quite interesting. As a market reporter, I used to go around sometimes and see a certain share would be marked up or down, and I'd ask why, and he would say, well, the jobber would say, the results have just come out and the company has cut the dividend or increased the dividend, and that's the reason for the movement in the shares. And I say, oh, they've put the dividend up, you tell me, by X percent of that. And he'd say, yes. And I said, well, what's the yield on the stock at the moment? And he said, I haven't got the faintest idea. He said, I just buy and sell shares. I don't have to know what the company's doing. Mm. And I think that was a good illustration of the jobbing system as it was then. It's different now because the jobbers have these highly paid analysts who immediately give them information, up-to-date information, which they base their books accordingly. On the old floor, they still had analysts who would give them fairly quick information on the background of the company, but the business wasn't that big that they had to know immediately. Mm. Nowadays, the businesses can be so much bigger that you've got to be on your toes more in that sense.
Mm. You've really mentioned some of the strengths of the old jobbing system. Would you say there were any weaknesses in it?
The weaknesses really were that it couldn't cope with international standards as we know them today. It wasn't big enough. There wasn't the capital there to back major share dealings. And I think this is why we have got to recognise that although a lot of us complain about the problems arising from Big Bang, it was a necessary step to maintain the stock market position and to build it up as the world's number one.
Good. I think that's an appropriate note we can finish on. Good. Thank you very much.